So I'll be very brief, just to repeat again, because the Shulchan Aruch brings many more cases, that for Kavod HaBrius, Chazal are very interested and very concerned about the Kavod HaBrius of people, that they should have the proper respect, and therefore, with all the different issues going to the bathroom, and the cleanliness and the hygiene, they allowed Isur Derabanan, they allowed Total Muksa. If necessary, if needed, they allowed Total Muksa, to be able to go to the bathroom and wipe yourself properly. They also allowed Kriya of Durabanan, ripping when it's only Durabanan. That whole discussion, what's called Durabanan, that's why it's definitely preferable to rip toilet paper Bishinui. This is all in a situation where you have no set, preset tissues or Shabbos toilet paper to use. Okay, so that's the issue of Kavod HaBrius. Then the staff turns into the next Simen. Simen Shinya Gimel, start talking about doors and windows. Okay, so we're actually out of muksa now. Basically, we're focused on the halachas of building. Okay, you know, one of the halachas, you know, doing Shabbos, not how to build. You know how to build. So if a person has a hole in his wall and he would fill it up on Shabbos, he just built the wall. So the question is, okay, a window and a door. You're building the wall by closing the door, closing the window. So that's clear in all the halacha from the Mishnah and Gemara already. That's not called building because it's made to open and close. That is definitely not building. But let's say you have a situation where there's some type of hole. A hole, I don't know, a window broke before Shabbos, and there's a hole. Can you cover up that hole? So halacha is that you are allowed to cover up that hole on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that if you're going to use something that for sure you're not going to leave there, like a clothing or a sheet, no one's going to leave as part of their wall a sheet or clothing. So that's for sure not an issue. But even if you're going to put like a board, if you're going to put a board to cover the hole, so that's going to be okay as long as the person realized and thought about that this is not a permanent placement. He thought about that before Shabbos. He wants to cover up the hole at some point. The Be'er Halacha just points out that obviously we're talking about a situation where he doesn't plan on leaving it like that for a long time. Almost non-existent in a person's house to have a hole like that, but it could exist more in a backyard. Let's say you have a backyard setting, you have a permanent type of fence around the backyard, but there's a hole that people go in and out, otherwise known as a doorway or a entranceway. So even if there's no door there, you might want to put something else over there. So that would be an example of blocking up, attaching to a permanent structure, because the fence was a permanent structure. It's not going on and off. You're not allowed to attach a board there unless you thought about it before Shabbos. Like the Mishnah Berurah points out, if you're going to throw clothing there, like a jacket or something, to block the entranceway, that's for sure okay. That's for sure mutter, because you're clearly not leaving it there. It's just a temporary block on the entranceway, so there's no problem of building. Hashem will continue from this point. We entered the malachas. We're going to be talking about building and destroying, and also it's going to go into opening containers and all kinds of discussions about Boina and Saiser. And then after that, we'll move on from one malacha to the next. This is the more exciting part of Hilchos Shabbos.